budget papers are being printed this morning ahead of tomorrow night's unveiling, although many key initiatives have already been announced. Matthias Cormann is the Finance Minister. He joins me now in our Canberra studio. Senator Cormann, welcome to the program again. We'll get to childcare in a minute, but reports this morning that the budget will include measures to sell off government assets, a number of public service buildings, and government departments will face more cuts. Are they correct?
Yes, so this is part of our rolling smaller government reform agenda. It's all about making sure that taxpayers get value for money from their public service. We've been focused ever since we came into government on making sure that the public service is as efficient, as effective and as well targeted as possible on those areas that government should be involved in. And we've been focused on getting rid of any waste and duplication and get government out of those areas where government shouldn't be involved.
Okay, 10 government departments facing functional reviews. How many government jobs will go?
Well, obviously we don't go into this process with a predetermined view. What we're going into this process with is to see where there are inefficiencies, and then once these inefficiencies have been identified, we make judgments at that point in time. Now, we have gone through such processes with the Departments of Health and Education, and they've been quite effective in identifying areas of opportunity in terms of bringing down the size of the public service and in terms of making the public sector more efficient. And this will be a rolling program across the whole of government. I mean, historically, what the way efficiencies have been applied is through an efficiency dividend, which is applied across the board. The size of that efficiency dividend has been larger in recent years than it historically has been.
So what other departments are going?
Well, these departments obviously will be announced in the budget, but I mean, there's a range of other departments that over the next financial year will go through a similar process that health and education have gone through in recent months.
Because Andrew Barr, the Chief Minister here in Canberra, got an assurance at the last COAG that the worst of the job losses in the public service were over. Is that assurance no longer stand?
Well, we've certainly, we're always looking to ensure that the public service is as efficient as possible, and obviously we have made quite a bit of effort since we came into government to ensure that the public service is at the right size. And if you look at the progress that we've made, I mean, there have been, we are now back.
But you don't have a functional review if you're not considering losing more jobs, do
well,
you?
Well, unless you're suggesting that we should continue to spend money on things that we shouldn't be doing, then I don't really understand the question.
Well, no, the question is simply about job losses.
Well, but, you know, we don't keep people in jobs to do things that are no longer
okay,
required.
Okay, and assurances, I mean, that we're given about job losses.
Well, and if of course, a functional review identifies that certain jobs are no longer required, then obviously you free up those people to do things that are required.
So I mean, there are.
It's all about making sure that we can reprioritize the effort of government to make sure it aligns with the requirements in 2015 rather than with the requirements when certain functions were put in place some years ago.
Okay, let's move on to some other measures. The paid parental leave changes that announced by the Treasury yesterday, the government scheme that is in place, was specifically designed to complement workplace schemes, not to replace them, to make sure that new parents spent the recommended 26 weeks with their baby. Now, this change will mean, presumably, that women primarily will spend less time with their child and get less money, won't they?
Well, I mean, this is a fairness measure. Most women can only access one paid parental leave scheme, and women, for example, across the federal public sector can get both paid parental leave at their replacement wage, their full replacement wage, and then also access the legislated scheme provided by the government to everyone. Now, we don't think that's fair. We think that women should be able to access one paid parental leave scheme. It's a matter of choice for them whether they access the government scheme or the scheme that they have access through otherwise through their employer.
Nevertheless, the point remains, it was specifically designed to complement the workplace schemes.
Well, that is not the way we see it. The way we see it is it's an equity and fairness measure. It's an integrity measure. It's a matter of making sure that the opportunity available to all women is the same.
You've got Kate Carnell from the Business Council now saying it's hard to see why employers would continue to pay people if it meant the government stopped paying and they were simply footing the bill for the government.
Well, I mean, the truth is that many employers have paid very generous paid parental leave schemes before the government came into this space, and you know, I can't see why that would change. And the truth is that many of these private or public sector paid parental leave arrangements at the full replacement wage, as I've mentioned, is actually much more generous than what is on the table from the public sector. What we're saying is that if you are accessing a more generous paid parental leave scheme elsewhere, we don't believe it's fair that you also access the taxpayer-funded scheme on top of that.
Okay, within a year, this government has gone from a rolled gold crucial paid parental leave scheme that would have given primary carers 6 months' wage replacement and super to now proposing something worse than what we already have for thousands of women. How did you get to this point?
Well, I mean, it's a fairness question. I mean, obviously, we've made an announcement earlier this year that we wouldn't be proceeding with the paid parental leave scheme.
Was it fair a year ago or not?
Well, I mean, it's very clear. It's not fair for some women to be able to get access to a full replacement wage, and then on top of that, a taxpayer-funded paid parental leave scheme, whereas other women only get access to the taxpayer-funded paid parental leave scheme. I mean, if you get access already to a very generous paid parental leave scheme, there is no reason why
nevertheless,
you should be able to double dip, and that is
okay,
the argument.
But you do
that
concede you've gone from a Royal Gold paid parental leave scheme to this situation now where some women are going to get less.
Well, what I'm conceding is that we're making sure that the taxpayer-funded support that is provided for paid parental leave arrangements is properly targeted to those women who need it and not those women who are already getting very generous paid parental leave arrangements through their workforce.
Isn't this also about trust, about what the government tells you they're going to deliver and what actually they end up delivering?
Well, you're a commentator, so I leave the commentary to you.
Okay. On childcare, $3.5 billion boost for childcare, but it's tied to cuts to family payments. Now, Labor and the Greens have said that they oppose the cuts to the family payments benefit scheme, so this is never going to happen either, is it?
Well, Labor last year said they would be opposed to our budget repair levy. Then they voted for it, and now they're thinking of extending it beyond its 3 years of operation. So, well, let's just see what Labor says over the next few weeks rather than in the first 24 hours.
And what about your coalition colleagues?
Here's the principle, right? Like, so we want to help families get into work, stay in work, by getting better access to a simpler, more affordable, flexible childcare. We think it's an important reform, but when you need to spend more money in one area, you need to be able to pay for it by making savings in other
and
areas.
And the Nationals understand that?
Well, the Nationals are part of a very strong coalition that do understand that.
Okay, this budget, it's all about rebuilding the government and rebuilding, I guess, the credibility that you lost in the last budget. Is it going to do it?
No, this budget is our economic plan to help strengthen growth, to help strengthen jobs growth. It builds on the progress that we've made since last year in repairing the budget, a mess that we inherited from our predecessors. It'll show that we are on track, that we're making progress, that we're now heading in the right direction, and that the economy is strengthening and the budget is getting under control.
Okay. Matthias Cormann, thank you very much for joining us.
Always good to talk to you.
That's the Finance Minister, Senator Matthias Cormann.